From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudet, and this is Idaho Matters. It's no secret that many kids in America are struggling with mental health issues. Studies from around the country and in Idaho are showing an alarming rise in the number of children and teens who struggle with sadness, depression, even thoughts of suicide. And the number of mental health professionals is dropping, thanks to a growing shortage of experts and a growing number of people who quit the profession because of burnout and lack of support. The Idaho Youth Ranch wants to fill that gap with a new website designed to help support and celebrate the folks who take care of our kids when they're in crisis. It's called Leading Edge for Youth. Joining us now to talk about this new online community are Scott Curtis, the CEO of Idaho Youth Ranch, and Camille Anderson, their chief people officer. And a quick note, for the next few minutes, we'll be talking about suicide. Welcome to Idaho Matters.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Scott, let's talk about the problem. Why did you want to create this new website?
Well, I think you and everyone else on this program hears these stats come out regularly. And it seems like every time new stats come out, there's alarming increases in the needs for our youth. We just have some recent statistics from the CDC in February. And again, rising mental health needs for youth across Idaho, but also across the whole country. You know, one, I could give you lots of stats. I'm just going to give you one. In 2021, 57% of high school girls experienced persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness, sign of depression. That is up from 36% just 10 years ago. So we have increasing numbers of these things. Everyone knows that Idaho's suicide rate is top 10 in the nation and is every year. And perhaps most concerning for us, and the reason why we're talking about our support for therapists today, is that over 60% of children across the United States that have depression don't receive any mental health treatment. And that can be for a lot of reasons. Some of them don't try to access mental health treatment, but many do. And we have an absolute shortage of mental health providers across the nation and certainly here in Idaho.
That's just the 57% you mentioned of girls having feelings like that. That is just, that's incredible. I mean, when you stop and you just think about that number, it's shocking.
It is. It's shocking. I mean, it was shocking 10 years ago when it was 36%. And then we've seen a lot in the last 10 years in terms of increased isolation. We all know that social media has not necessarily helped those feelings of isolation. And then you add things on like a pandemic that further isolated our adolescents. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing the results of that. And we need to provide help for these kids, and we need to provide help for those that are helping them.
We mentioned burnout for mental health professionals. Those folks are facing a lot right now. Because we have so many kids, maybe so many more kids who are needing help, there's a lot more pressure on the folks who are out there. They're getting that burnout. They're having that experience where they just don't have the support they need.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I'm excited to have Camille here and introduce Leading Edge for Youth to the community.
Yes, we're very excited to have this available. I think that was part of our commitment, is when we were looking at this challenge, both for the youth and the mental health professionals, we said, how could we better contribute? How could we use our expertise? And one of those pieces was, how do we really build a community where our mental health professionals and our advocates who are working with youth can come together and can get resources to support them? This is something that we're committed to providing within our organization to our current staff, but it's also something that we know is very important for those already in the industry. So we wanted some way of engaging and providing that support. So that is really what Leading Edge for Youth has been designed to be. We have articles, videos, webinars, message boards. Some of our most recent topics are around when burnout strikes for therapists and self-care for mental health providers, as well as how to deal with TikTok diagnosis and what therapists can do with that. So we're hoping to just have that community and that support that can bring our mental health professionals together so they can be better prepared and better supported in meeting this crisis that we know is available.
Absolutely. Scott, can we pause for a minute and talk about Idaho Youth Ranch? Some people maybe new to the community may have run across one of your outlet stores, may not know what you guys do when it isn't involving an outlet store. Talk about the mission of the Youth Ranch.
Yeah, thank you very much. And we appreciate any opportunity to share about our incredible mission, which started in the early 1950s. So Idaho Youth Ranch has been operating in Idaho for more than 70 years. We do have a series of thrift stores. They also serve as workforce development locations for youth. And all of the proceeds from the thrift stores go to support all of the behavioral health programming of the Youth Ranch. So we offer residential care. We have a crisis shelter in Boise called Hayes Shelter. We offer adoption services. We offer outpatient counseling through our headquarters in Boise, Middleton, and Coeur d'Alene. We also have two herds and stables that we utilize for equine-assisted psychotherapy. I mentioned our workforce development program. And we are also opening a 64-bed residential treatment facility this summer to serve the needs of Idaho's youth and families.
Wow. Okay. And so you're working with kids. The Youth Ranch is working with kids every day who may be in crisis, who may need help. So you are seeing the shortage, this burnout of the therapists and the professionals who are working with kids.
That's correct. You know, we have really passionate therapists here. They do great work. It is hard work. And the kids that are coming to us are even struggling more than they have historically. And therefore, the therapists are dealing with a lot. And we know they need support. We also know that throughout the pandemic, to hire therapists across the state of Idaho has been really, really difficult for us and all of the collaborators that we work with across the state. So, yeah, we've seen this challenge on a lot of levels.
We're speaking with Scott Curtis, the CEO of the Idaho Youth Ranch, and Camille Anderson, their chief people officer, about a new web community for mental health professionals. It's called Leading Edge for Youth. Let's talk about the website. Camille, you talked about it a little bit. This is a place where folks can, I think I read in your press release, inform, support, and celebrate the folks who help our kids. So let's talk about inform. And you mentioned it a little bit. There are training devices on this website, yes?
Exactly. We have articles, we have blogs, we have webinars that people can sign up for. We have videos with some of our internal experts and some of the community experts around as well. This content is being refreshed on an ongoing basis, and we are looking to the community itself to say where are some of the topics of concern or areas that might need some additional support, and we will be continuing to add to those. This is targeted at therapists, but also all those that help advocate for youth. So we will have some content out there for parents, as well as youth care providers that may not be therapists, but are also in that milieu and in that environment helping with the kids. So we really hope that there's something in there that will meet the needs of any of the mental health professionals out there.
And you mentioned burnout and ways to figure out burnout or if signs of burnout, I guess. So exactly. That falls under the support, I'm guessing, part of the website. What are some of those signs? How do you know if you're burning out?
We've got a couple of different checklists and a couple of different tips to just pretty much the same signs that we're seeing in some of the youth that you're finding your emotional triggers happening more frequently, and just a variety of those tips. So I'd recommend everybody joining the site and checking out that article. It's a really great one. Goes into some very, very practical tips that I think I will probably not share as effectively as the experts can on that one.
Well, can anyone sign up for the website? Do they have to be from Idaho? Yes. Or can they be from anywhere?
It can be from anywhere. It's designed to be nationally. We have some from outside the state that are contributing to this as well. So anyone can participate.
You know, one thing I'd add, Camille mentioned this, but I would emphasize it. It's not just the information that's on the website. It's the opportunity to connect with others and talk about the information for people that are needing collegial support, which is also a big part of helping therapists make it in the profession.
Definitely, you know, even just a place to connect with other people that you can talk to in a safe space.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what are you hoping to get long term out of Leading Edge for Youth? Keep more of the folks in the profession and then help more kids by extension?
Absolutely. You know, we're hoping everyone will go to leadingedgeforyouth.org. That's the site. Get signed up and that they'll find this content meaningful. And if they want improvements to it, they'll request it. Ultimately, it impacts the youth, right? It impacts the youth because their therapists are healthier. More people that have become therapists stay in the profession. And quite frankly, more people are attracted to a profession that has this kind of support.
Well, and that was the one piece I think we didn't talk about. There's a shortage of mental health professionals in general across the country, especially in Idaho. And then when you get more specialized, you know, mental health for kids, that's even harder to find. You know, people burn out, aging out, aren't coming in. That's got to be part of the problem.
Yes, absolutely. All research shows that Idaho is sort of a mental health desert. In terms of the number of opportunities folks have to get the support they need, the number of providers per capita is very low.
Absolutely. All right. We've been speaking with Scott Curtis, the CEO of Idaho Youth Ranch, and Camille Anderson, their chief people officer, about a new web community for mental health professionals. It's called Leading Edge for Youth. I want to thank you both for being here. We're going to put a link to the website on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. And again, thank you both. Good luck with the website.
Thank you. Really appreciate this.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I have never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.